Hello, welcome back to the Anxiously Artistic Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Alondra. I am a PhD holder in apparel design and like cultural studies. I also own a business and I have this podcast. In this podcast, we work through our anxieties with showing up and showing our art. Even though I am all of these things, I'm still very anxious about putting myself out there. Even though I have done art shows, I have worked with actresses, I've done a lot of things, but that does not necessarily mean that I am any less introverted or any less anxious. So, if that is your speed, I would implore you to subscribe to my newsletter on my website so that you can get updates and see when I drop these. I just want to start off by saying I am absolutely amazed at the fact that I have been doing this for 17-ish weeks. Well, this is the 17th episode. I'm absolutely amazed that I've kept it going this long. I'm really proud of myself. That is the premise, though, is that we are working through these anxieties one way or the other so that we can show up for ourselves. Today, we're going to just talk about going for it, essentially. And I normally, well, I won't say normally, in these later episodes, probably from the halfway point to here, I have been planning these out. I've been writing them, either writing a script for them or at least making notes. And I have done the bare minimum with that. I kind of got this idea, so to speak, from a book that I've been reading. And I know I've mentioned this book before. I'm probably going to mention it again, but it is called Here For It by R. Eric Thomas. And it's a cute little book about this guy's life, but it's a bunch of essays that may not necessarily be tied together. And there was a point in the beginning that really caught my eye where he talks about being the type of person that plans everything, that has a systematic way of doing things, and not really wanting to deviate from that. And that resonated with me so hard because it's me. I may not have everything planned down to the letter, although I try. Here recently, I've really been trying to move away from being so strict with planning and build in spontaneity in what I do. Now, again, that is not always the easiest for me, but as I've gotten older, as I've kind of started trying to throw caution to the wind, it's gotten better. It has gotten better. So I want to read an excerpt from this book, Here For It, that essentially it undergirds this entire episode, my entire life, really. So in the introduction, he is talking about, I don't know if any of you are familiar with Sesame Street books, but there's one with Grover that talks about the monster at the end of this book. And I think it is such a cute book. I've read it to the children in my family and I absolutely adore it. I think it's honestly one of my mom's favorites as well. So he's talking about how he relates to Grover a bunch and how Grover is pretty anxious because he doesn't want to meet the monster at the end of the book. And it's a cute little tale of Grover trying to hold us back from flipping the pages because he's like, hey, if we don't flip the pages, we won't meet the monster. And it's essentially Grover's reckoning towards the end there. So Eric writes, Grover too is struggling. He is using every tool at his disposal to keep this thing that he fears the most at bay. And that thing is himself. He is almost crippled by his own fear, but he is still trying. And that part right there, baby, that part right there where he said he is almost crippled by his own fear, but he is still trying, that plucked every heartstring that I own. And I had to write that down because I was just like, that's me. I still fear a lot of things, but I still try to show up. I still try to show up because you don't best fear by living in it. You best fear by stepping out on a limb and doing that thing that scares you. Hence, for me, I've been trying to promote this podcast for quite some time. And every time I record something, I'm just like, I don't know. I am trying multiple ways. I've talked about it in TikTok and Instagram, of course. I have illustrated a flyer that I need to start printing out because I just finished. I've even recorded me illustrating the flyer, and I've since edited that video, but I need to do a voiceover for it because I'm still trying to find multiple modalities to show up for myself. Because I listen back to these episodes when I'm having a bit of a fright moment or having an anxious moment. And I'm like, ooh, past me was killing it. Like, she knew what she was talking about. Like, in those moments of clarity, I don't know what it's like to have, like, manic episodes. But I would imagine when people are having them, like, they shift everything that they've known to be the norm when they're off of these manic episodes and they're able to have clarity within those like breaks. And it's kind of like that with, you know, anxiety. Like, you're not thinking straight. You are just in survival mode, essentially, because you feel like everything is coming crashing down around. But then you have those breaks, right? When you get past the thing or whatever happens and you're just like, okay, you know, I'm focused. I got a tunnel vision for the thing that I want to do. And it's a remarkable thing that, like, I still show up for myself. Even though I may not show up in social media, I'm still doing things in the background. And that's the type of person I am anyway. I do a lot of stuff in the background. And I may not ever say anything to the public. Like, some of my family members don't know that I got married. And I've only been married a week, but that's just what it is. It's like, I need to do this before my thoughts get the best of me. So I will say, doing this podcast, not even necessarily the advertising for it, but last year, late 2023, I was feeling very anxious about things. Some of the things that I needed done or was trying to get done was not getting done in the timeline that I had set. I know. Terrible to try to rush things. But things weren't happening at the time I needed or in the way that I needed. And as an outlet, I ordered a mic for something else. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to start sitting down in my room and recording thoughts, just gonna spitball it. And then I started getting more comfortable, as I talked about before. And now I plan, you know, and I script and I do all of these things. And this is because I just did it. I was just like, you know what? Screw it. Just did it. Also, with that, I found an accountability partner. And so I think it's almost that if you build it, they'll come kind of mentality. If you start working towards the thing, all of that effort that you pour into it will eventually have a payoff. Now, I'm going to put a pin in that because I have some things about that later. But I love the fact that we can just eventually throw caution to the wind and be ourselves, regardless of who is watching. And I know it doesn't always come easily. That's the point that I'm trying to make. It doesn't matter what degrees you have. It doesn't matter, you know, what you've got going on in the background. Sometimes it's just difficult to move beyond the, like, hey, I want to show the world this thing. So, for example, today's episode, again, I've stated this a second ago, but I was slated to talk about something completely different, and I wasn't feeling it. Just going to be honest, I wasn't feeling it. I was writing out my thoughts and my script and trying to get something going, and I'm essentially throwing spaghetti at the wall, and I could not make anything stick. I was forcing it, and I knew that, like, hey, I don't need to force this anymore because it's just not going to be good, right? It's like trying to do work when you're sleepy, when you're tired. You're going to make more mistakes trying to do something that doesn't have a natural flow than if you were to give yourself a rest and to step into that thing. So I was gardening, and it just came to me, you know, I felt like the Holy Spirit was just telling me, like, you got this one that you haven't written anything for except for like one line in your Notions like page, you need to do that one. So I was, that one, as this episode will be called, is just do it. No, it's not. I take that back. This episode will be aptly named Do It Anyway, Who Cares? And it's essentially about like how we're going to work ourselves not into the grave, but into better mental health, because we're going to do the things that scare us, right? The things that we're afraid of people seeing. I remember telling a friend of mine some time ago, funny enough, I actually met up with this friend last weekend, but I told her, I was like, you know, I want to be comfortable in doing the good things as I was comfortable doing the bad things. And she was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I remember sneaking around and doing stuff that I had no business doing and being absolutely confident and comfortable with it. And I was just like, I want to be comfortable. I want to be that level of comfortable with my talents. Why was I so comfortable, you know, being young, I suppose, going to bars and whatever else, than I am in exhibiting, you know, my God-given talent? And I shouldn't take this lightly. This is like, I've taught people how to also design. I, you know, have worked hard to build what I have, and yet and still, it seems like I'm struggling some days to just show up. And a lot of it is I need a lot of rest because I spend myself, my wheels in the mud, thinking like, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? All week, I have been like moving from one thing to the next, can't settle on anything because I feel like I'm spread thin and I'm all over the place. And so lately I've been just trying to, like, when I feel tired, go to sleep, get it done, you know, just get some rest so I can start afresh the next morning. And so a lot of things that I have encountered lately have been me just going for it, just doing it. And some things pan out well, some things don't pan out at all. But the thing about it is you have to still show up and do that thing. Some things are going to be no's. And I think I have kind of prescripted for myself that I'm a shoo-in for a lot of things, and that's just not what it is. I remember some episodes ago I talked about it's okay to fail, it's okay to hear no, because that helps us grow in that and work harder. If you hear a no, at least you know that you can spin your direction, so it's giving you still some direction regardless, even if that's an avenue that it may be shut off to you at that moment, right? So a couple of things that I have just did anyway, not realizing what the outcome was going to be. Gardening is one of them. I planted during the pandemic, of course. My parents had just kind of started a garden, and I was just like, you know, that's a really good idea. So I just had a window box at the time, and I grew some herbs and I grew tomatoes, I want to say, and peppers. I had some bell peppers as well. And they kind of took care of themselves. I've had like plants off and on. And so since moving to North Carolina, I really want to try my hand again. And so I started out with herbs again, just the window box of herbs last year when I first moved up, and a couple of microgreens. And then I wanted to get a little more serious this time around because sometimes we live in a bit of a food desert, and I wanted to have fresh produce available that my family can eat. And so I started off with herbs again, just herbs and some mixed microgreens. And right now it has escalated to, I just planted onions. Hold on, I gotta remember the list because I have to write it down. I planted onions and green beans and sugar snap peas and some more carrots. So I have a variety of lettuces, brassicas, so broccoli, kale, other cabbage type things, broccoli rabe. What else? I have green onions. I just planted purple, yellow, and white onions today. I have green peas already vining out and blooming rather well. I have had a series of green beans and wax beans. I think I said a variety of lettuces already. A bunch of different herbs that I collected yesterday to actually make homemade pizza. Just a host of other things. I have purple potatoes, yellow potatoes, red potatoes, as well as russets. Just a bevy of things that I am... Oh, and like three different types of tomatoes. And I originally wasn't going to do anything, but I decided that, hey, this will be a nice spring, summer project. And things have started off slowly, but what doesn't? I think that's the thing. We anticipate the outcome so much that we lose the process in it. Another thing that I just jumped into was school. So I haven't talked about this much, but haven't talked about how I got here essentially. But I was at a junior college, or a community college, after high school, and then was in a really bad relationship that resulted in my pregnancy. And I think I've spoken about that before. And so with that, I still kind of was there. My game plan was to, even though a lot of people go to community college and get like a 2-year degree and just move on, my plan was to get all of my core classes out of the way because I knew I wouldn't be able to afford these classes at a college or at a university, at a 4-year institution. So I got everything that I needed so that when I got to the university, I wouldn't have to take any other things and just hop right into my major. And so I did that, worked through that, a series of other things, had a lot of maturing to do. But I just was tired of life being the same old rigmarole that it was. And I wanted to get off of, you know, the hamster wheel. And I decided to enroll myself into a 4-year institution, not knowing what was going to come of it. And that took me on quite the roller coaster ride. There was a lot of high points. There were also a lot of low points. But eventually I started designing and winning competitions and winning money. And that caught the attention of my dean, or my chair at the time, who was just like, hey, I want you to go to grad school. And I was like, girl, no. No, hell no, actually. And she put bugs in other people's ear who was just like, hey, have you thought about grad school? And I was like, I know who sent you, and I'm not doing it. Well, I won an internship sometimes afterwards and interned in New York. Had no clue. Again, how I won the internship was another just do it moment. It was a competition to design a shirt, and I wasn't going to do it. Funny enough, the only reason I did it was because... The only reason I did it was because a teacher of mine who I was having issues with was offering bonus points. She was offering extra credit, and I was like, anything to get on this bitch's good side. Like, let me do it. So I I did the extra credit, you know, project where I designed some shirts and some hats for this company based out of New York, or actually is based in Europe, but they have a branch in New York. And lo and behold, I ended up winning, or I ended up being like in the final six, and then I was in the final four, and then I ended up winning the competition. So it was another one of those just like, hey, just put yourself out there, right? And the funny thing is, it was due at a certain time, and I turned it in like 15 minutes before it was due. I was actually on the phone with my best friend at the time, and I was like, let me get off of this phone. I gotta turn this project in, because I need these points. So that was kind of like one stacked into one. One of the internship had a really good time. I was in New York for a summer, and it was such an awe-inspiring, absolute divine experience, though some things kind of did go south. But came back home, and I was just like, you know, I'm just going to work for a little bit. And I worked for a few months, maybe six. And I hated my job. This is a job I had before I left for New York. Hated this job. And another whim, I was just like, you know what? Maybe I am going to go to grad school. And I almost didn't get in. Like, got in by the skin of my teeth. I couldn't afford to even apply for grad school. I couldn't afford the GRE. Got money donated to me. Anonymously, they said, but I knew who did it. And it was just one of those things that I was just on a whim, like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. Like, I don't know. I don't really want to be a fashion designer. Like, how can I say this? I do want to be one. I am one, obviously. But it became one of those things where I didn't want to work under someone, and I didn't necessarily want to start a label. Although I had been doing things like as if I had a label. Anyway, I liked competition garment making. That is what I feel like I thrive in. And then when I got into grad school and I saw that it wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be, I thought I was going to be learning more techniques. I did, but kind of on my own. I learned more of the research side, and that gave me an opportunity to develop my research and garment making and kind of meld them together. So that was an interesting thing. And then another opportunity came up after I finished my master's, where I was talking to my advisor, and she was talking about applying to work full time as an instructor, as a professor. And I thought about it for a little bit, really didn't pan out. And then something occurred to where one of the candidates had to drop out. And then I was reached out by my new chair, because my older one had changed by that time. And I was reached out to and just like, hey, I don't know if you thought about considering, but we would love to have you, yada, yada, yada. And so I gave out teaching, tried out teaching full time for a year, and it was really exciting. There are some points there are things that I absolutely adore about teaching. The students can very well make it worth it. But then you get into more high school mess when you work, of course, with other adults who don't like to play nicely. And so that part made me really hate it. And so I went back and got back into grad school. And that was always my plan, was to go straight through my master's and then my PhD. But I took that time off to work full time. That gave me wonderful experience to be able to put on my CV, of course. And then I went through and completed my PhD here recently and met some really amazing people. Got to do some really amazing shows or art exhibits and some talks. Got to speak at different conferences and so on and so forth. So all of this happened because I just tried. I just really tried to show up. Another thing, another build it and they'll come moment. I used to work at a print shop many years ago. This was in between community college and going back and getting back into school. And I couldn't necessarily, I wasn't allowed to print, so to speak, but there were still things that I learned. I always like to keep my eyes open and my ears open whenever I'm in a new experience because I like to learn. I am going to be a lifetime learner. And so knowing what that took and how to print and just kind of ideas about inks and films and all of this other stuff, I was just like, you know what, screw it. Couple of years ago, I think, I had bought materials for a screen print or to build my own screen print. And I took carpentry in high school, or cabinetry rather. So I always had that like in the back of my mind of how to build things. I built a single head press. And next thing I know, I was getting contacted by the actress Danielle Brooks within weeks of me building that. And the funny thing is, I had another opportunity. A good buddy of mine was just like, hey, I actually thought about you in printing our shirts for my wife and myself. And I was just like, that is so funny. I said, you don't know this, but I actually built a print press. And we were talking about that. And he just was like, oh my gosh, that is very timely, I suppose. And so I feel like I'm rambling. I feel like I'm rambling today and I don't intend to. But these are just ideas of things that like when you step out of your comfort zone and you step up and you step out, great things come of it. Wonderful things. I am a girl's girl. I like to be, at least. I also am a person that will call you on your BS. So some people may not think of that as, you know, it's going hand in hand. But if you do stuff that I don't like or I don't think is healthy for you or for me, I am going to tell you. I can still do that and love you. And some people don't like that. I've lost friendships over the fact that people were being extremely harmful to me and I don't take kindly to being manipulated. And therefore, relationships have dissipated. But being a girl's girl, I still try to like reach out to other girls that I see on the internet that I like adore. And I'm just like, hey, you know, I really love what you do, yada, yada, yada. Oh my gosh, like, this is amazing, yada, yada, yada. Like, I'm always going to pay compliments because why not? And that has afforded me some really great experiences as well. Some friendships, some great talking opportunities, just meeting wonderful people. One time, I went on a camping retreat. Now, I wasn't going to do it, but I needed to. And I've written about this in my blog, and I'm sure I brought it up here as well. But this was kind of one of those things as well where I was not going to go. I had seen it come across my feed, and I was like, ooh, I really like this idea. And I discussed it with my fiance. Well, he was my fiance at the time, rather. And he was just like, go ahead and do it. And I was like, I don't know. And that's the problem. If I allow myself enough time to plan, I'm going to talk myself out of it. And that is the problem. That is a big problem with that. So I was sitting there and he was telling me, he was like, babe, I think you should do it. And this was back when I was in Alabama. And I was like, okay, I think I might. But I needed confirmation first, and the Lord gave me wonderful confirmation before I went. And he just kind of backed up with what my fiance said. So, like I said, my fiance was telling me to go, and the Lord sent a word my way. And so he gave me Ecclesiastes 8:15. And this version says, so I commended enjoyment because there is nothing better for a person under the sun than to eat, drink, and enjoy himself, for this will accompany him in his labor during the days of his life that God gives him under the sun. I thought it was such appropriate at the time, so appropriate at the time because I was laboring myself into the ground. I was absolutely stressed after working, because when you become a PhD student, at least in some cases, you are required so to speak, were expected to be faculty as and a student. And so I was still very much teaching classes, pretty much like I was doing full time, and I was still taking a full course load of courses. So I was doing a lot, and I was stressed to the max, and then I was incurring like work bullying or harassment, as well as other harassment. So talking it over with the Lord, and he was just like, yeah, you deserve a break from your labor. You deserve to enjoy yourself. And funny thing was that, like, it was near a place that my husband and I love to frequent, in the mountains. And so we had been there a couple of times, not exactly to that place, but it was marketed towards that place. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. I know exactly where this is. Super quick drive, absolutely fun and beautiful weekend, or it was longer than a weekend, I suppose. And I met some really good people, like some of my really good friends that I have today. And this was over a year ago. I am friends with them to this moment. And though we live in different states now, like, open arms invitations to everything, so much so that we actually went to a food festival last weekend. They came up for a day and I went out, and they were only about an hour or so away from me. So it's just like, this is a great time to see my girls. I haven't seen them in a while. And I've always wanted those types of experiences. So going out on the limb, that, you know, and taking a break from my normal rigmarole, and not just being resigned to the fact that I just have to work. You don't have to work. So, like, do whatever anyway. Like, me, of course, not, like, illegal things, but do those things that make you happy, that bring you joy, that, you know, get you out of your comfort zone so you can learn more experiences. Going on that camper trip showed me that I really like hiking. And so I've gone hiking a bunch of times. I'm even thinking about going crawfishing, and that's nothing I've ever done. I've only done fishing, and I kind of just want to try crawfishing out, because I'll actually eat crawfish. I don't eat fish. And so it's these wonderful things that we think will, like, you know, that fearmonger us, essentially, that we think will, like, expose us for what, first of all, that make us comfortable, that grow us, that allow us to spread our roots more places, dig deeper, right? So that we can bear even more fruit. And you don't know what you'll meet, who you'll meet, what'll happen when you finally branch out and do that thing. Like, God has so many amazing blessings on the other side of our fear if we'll only step into it. Which brings me to a couple of scriptures that I have come across on this journey of helping me be okay with just going for it. So one of them is Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7. And it says, "For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has watched over your journey through this immense wilderness. The Lord your God has been with you for all this time, and you have lacked nothing." And baby, I've been going through and rereading the Old Testament, and there have been some gems dropped. And that one right there touched me. Let's see. Another one, Deuteronomy, of course, chapter 33, verse 11. The Lord bless his possessions and accept the work of his hands. That's only part of that verse, but I really like that one. That serves as a good prayer, in my opinion. Okay, last Deuteronomy one, I think. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9. "The Lord your God will make you prosper abundantly in all your work of your hands, your children, and the children of your livestock and produce of your land. Indeed, the Lord will again delight in your prosperity as he delighted in that of your ancestors." And that's especially salient for me right now, as I am out there working the land to try to make produce. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 3. Go and do all that is on your mind, for the Lord is with you. Love that one. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10 says, whatever your hands find to do, do with all your strength. And again, that's only a portion of it because it goes on to talk about planning and knowledge and how these things won't aid you in death, which it makes sense, right? So you might as well just go ahead and find something to do with your hands. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16 says, a person's gift opens up doors for him and brings him before the great. So I really like that one because it's, I've always heard it growing up in the church. A person's talents will make room for them. And I love hearing that. I love hearing it in church speak, so to speak. And lastly, we have Exodus chapter 35, verse 35, where it says, he, meaning the Lord, has filled them with skill to do all the work of a gem cutter, a designer, an embroiderer in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen, and a weaver. They can do every kind of gift and design artistic. They can do every kind of craft and design artistic designs. And that one right there was for me specifically. And I'm sure it's for many of you as well, because so many of you and so many of us all together are super talented, and we need to lean more into that. And other people need to see it, because how can I know, you know, others know that there are other people like us if we are not putting it on display? Now, you don't have to put everything on display, of course, but someone needs your art today, right now. Somebody needs your transparency right now. And hell, I need it. I need your transparency. I love when people are transparent about the process, because it makes me feel seen in a sense. And so I want us to collectively work together on moving past, you know, the shame and vulnerability. Be vulnerable. Build your community. Be seen. Be loved on. Be appreciated. Be exalted. Be fearless. So, do it anyways. Who cares? This has been an extremely long podcast episode today, so I am going to end it here. But thank you, thank you, thank you. If you have been with me from the beginning, thank you so much for joining. And until next time, bye.